It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by AARP. AARP Foundation Tax Aid offers free tax preparation and is open to the public. Call 888-227-7669 or visit aarp.org/findtaxhelp. That's 888-227-7669. This is National Minority Cancer Awareness Week. And here to talk about breast cancer and cervical cancer among African-American women is Dr. Tia Oles, radiation oncologist at New York Oncology in Albany, New York. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
All right. National Minority Cancer Awareness Week. As it is with most diseases, African-Americans suffer disproportionately than any other race, right?
That's correct.
Breast cancer and cervical cancer among our women is at the top of the list of cancers that affect African Americans.
So cervical cancer is actually seen in African American women and diagnosed twice as often, and the death rate is also twice as common than their Caucasian counterparts. Certainly, breast cancer is also one of the number one killers for African American women. So both big problems. Yes.
Now, we know what breast cancer is and what part of the body that concerns. A lot of people don't understand cervical cancer. Can you explain that?
Sure. So the cervix is right at the bottom of the womb. So if you kind of look at it from that standpoint, it's the entry point for the uterus or the womb. So it's something that's very difficult for you as an individual to have any real insight into because it's difficult to feel on your own. And that's where the importance of having annual examinations, pelvic examinations, and having pap smear examinations based on your age and your risk factors is critical.
Based on age? What age?
So that's a good question. So the national guidelines for pap smears is basically if you're 21 or less, you don't have to have a pap smear. And you know, again, we're talking about national guidelines. Between the ages of 21 to 30, you're recommended to have a pap smear examination roughly every 3 years. Between the ages of 30 to 65, it's every 3 years. And considering doing HPV screens roughly every 5 years. After the age of 65, there is not thought to be a real need for pap smears, so they're generally not done or recommended.
Now, what are some of the symptoms for cervical cancer?
So, as I said, you know, the cervix is a little bit tricky when it comes to diagnosing yourself or figuring out something that's wrong. The signs and symptoms are going to be fairly nonspecific. So you're looking for a change in discharge. Women have a normal vaginal discharge, but if there is a change in the quality, the texture, the odor, if it's a bloody discharge that's outside of your menstrual cycle, if you're having pain during sexual intercourse, if you're having pain during urination, pain with bowel movements or loss of control of urination or bowel loss of control. Those are all things that signal that there's something wrong. It certainly doesn't mean a cervical cancer, but it's certainly an indication to get to the doctor to make sure that you don't have that.
And how can women prevent?
Is there something we can eat or take or do?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
So the recommendations with regard to prevention for cervical cancer are kind of the same recommendations for a lot of health disorders. Mm-hmm. Stop smoking. And I'll repeat that. Stop smoking. We know the risk of cervical cancer is doubled in women who
that
smoke.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not a good situation. Increasing fruits and vegetables in your diet, trying to maintain a healthy weight. We know that obesity is linked to so many health conditions, and cancer is certainly not excluded from that. Limiting sexual partners, engaging in protected sex practices, barrier protection with condoms, engaging in oral activities and making sure you have protection, using dental dams, using plastic wrap that's non-microwavable because you don't have the small pores there. Those are some of the things you can do to decrease the risk of cervical cancer. And, of course, doing screenings, that's critical. Some things that are actually abnormal that are detected early on can be removed so that they don't become cervical cancer.
Is there a connection between cervical cancer and the HPV or HP virus?
HPV virus, that's a good question. The answer is yes. We know that there are a couple different types of HPV that are directly linked to the formation of cervical cancer, and that's why there is such a drive to get young people vaccinated. There's the Gardasil, I'm sure you've heard of that,
mm-hmm.
To actually be vaccinated against HPV so that you don't have that as a consequence. And that's a recommendation that stands for boys and girls between the ages of 9 and 26. So we're talking about children and young adults that could benefit from the vaccination.
Very informative.
Thank you, doctor.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Cervical cancer, breast cancer. This is National Minority Cancer Awareness Week. Doc, you're going to be around to answer some questions from our listeners?
I certainly will. Absolutely.
At 646464. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.